Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast that fiercely empowers women to step into command presence, own their role, and lead like the strong, capable women that they are. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens, and today I'm going to talk about something that most people don't want to talk about, and that is fear. Fear in business. Fear, the fear that's keeping you small, right? So I really wanted to dig into this with you because I think that what happens is a lot of people get so stuck in fear that they don't move forward in business. And that's not really helping anybody along the way. So I really wanted to dig into that topic with you today. You know, a lot of times, look, I've been in business 33 years. And I haven't always been the strong, capable, superpower woman that I am, right? It took time to get into this space. It took time to have the confidence necessary to move forward as fast as I can move forward in today. When I first started out, it was a lot slower in this process. But guess what? It happens. I am not perfect. I have no intention to be perfect, although I wanted to be early on and would catch myself into the perfectionist mode. But that's just not who I am. So let me just give you, for those of you who are just joining, haven't heard me before, you just happen to get this particular episode of my podcast, let me just tell you a little bit about me. So like I said, I'm Kimberly Borgens. What happened is about 33 years ago, I decided with a business partner to start our own business. Before that, I was married at 18 to my high school sweetheart. At 19, we had a son. At 20, he left, took all the money. We got divorced, right? I ended up as, living in my car with my toddler son and then ended up on welfare. And during that time, I educated myself, got to, learn how to be a parent as well as learn how to have some skills so that I could get a job per se. I worked many retail jobs up until then. Then I ended up going to the police academy. While I was in the police academy, I met this guy who was in private investigations. Later, I decided I didn't want to be out on the street. And so we kind of merged our brains together and started a business. And we have a business in private security and private investigations. And I've been doing that now for 33 years. There's a quick, fast bio about myself, right? And so I understand what it's like to be in business or be striving for that next step in a business, in a job, right? And having concerns or fear or feeling like I'm not enough or undervaluing who I am, all of those things that happen when, we try to get better, right? We try to, overcome that fear to be a powerful and business person. And today I really wanted to share with you around these things and why do I feel that I'm a superheroes in heels because I'm still in business for 33 years. That's number one. Same business, 33 years, about 70 employees, and we just keep plugging away. So today I wanted to share with you some strategies for women to build business, build confidence, build courage, and build your command presence in today's world. Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. That's what Winston Churchill said. Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. So think about that for yourself. When you step into courage, it's a decision that you're making. You build confidence by stepping into courage. So let's explore fear today, and let's talk about how fear keeps women playing small in business and how I can provide some actionable strategies to reduce fear. Use it as a motivator. Build confidence and your command presence, right? Because fear really is a natural part of our life. I want you to know that it's in our DNA, okay? We were born with two fears automatically, right? The fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Everything else we learned, just want to say, right? But the thing is it's really, it can be a challenge to unlearn those fears, right? So, you know, I just want to put it out there. But when you think about growing in your business, fear often acts like, I don't know, this unnecessary block, right? That holds you back from your next level of success, whatever that looks like for you. So throughout this episode, I'm going to encourage you to reflect on your own fears. Take some time to journal your thoughts, right? Take some notes, journal later, especially if you're driving a car, okay? Come back and listen later. But commit to taking one brave action after listening to this episode. That's what I would love for you to take away from this. So let's talk about what does it mean to stop playing small in business? Look, let me dispel your thoughts right now, okay? I'm an introvert. I'm not some strong extrovert who goes out there and can just be with people all the time. Like that's not who I am. The reality is I'm an introvert. And in my business, I know I hid out quite a bit for many years, all right? Most of my employees didn't even know what my face looked like. So I know what it means to play small in business. I did the things that I needed to do. I put my head down. I focused. I covered the things that needed to be covered. I used email. My office team knew, but I have a lot of people outside the office. I could be the perfect secret shopper at any of the locations because my own staff didn't even know what I looked like. And yes, I used that to my advantage for years, right? So I know what it's like to play small. It's about our behaviors and our decisions that drive maybe fear that limits our potential and growth. It shows up looking like avoiding risks. How about underpricing our services? Giving away our expertise for free? Somebody says, yeah, but I'm just here to help people. Well, so am I. But guess what? This is life and we got to pay the money that is necessary to take care of ourselves, take care of our families, right? We can't just keep giving our expertise away for free. We hesitate to negotiate for mutually beneficial outcomes. I just did that today in an email, right? I didn't hesitate. I was clear on negotiating, right? They wanted me to, one of my customers wanted me to, you know, go in and make another change to something that, you know, that they wanted. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. This isn't a win-win for both of us. Here's why it was made this way based on the information that you gave me previously. Can we come to a mutual understanding, collaborate on this? Guess what? I didn't do that. I didn't have to do that because I was willing to negotiate. See, it's just the little things, right? Think about playing small, what it looks like in reluctance to take bold actions, right? Those are the things that can propel us in our careers. We're often influenced by the fear of failure, the fear of rejection, the fear of looking good, or that other bugger called imposter syndrome. Like our mindset can keep us from embracing our full potential, right? Our full capabilities. It stops us from pursuing the things that will lead us to greater success and visibility in our businesses. So come on. You know there's people out there that are doing exactly what it is that you want to be doing, and they have way less skills than you do, and yet they're doing it. Do you know what the difference is? They just aren't afraid to be seen doing it. Okay? You're the one who's holding yourself back. They're not holding you back. Right? I want you to get over that. Look, I'm going to be real with you here. This is, you know, this is just real conversation because I know that I have earned every gray hair on my head because of all the wisdom that I've had to learn from all of the setbacks, pushbacks, knockdowns, you know, having to get back up after I looked bad, all the rejection. Like, I have earned every gray hair. I call those my wisdom highlights, right? So I'm just gonna be real with you. I'm just gonna be honest the best that I possibly can with the information that I currently have. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to say something. Somebody has new information. Once I get it, I go, oh, I'll course correct, right? But I'm just going to be real and share with you today. So let's talk about some of the common fears. All right. Hold on to your hats, ladies. The fear of failure, right? One of the most common. It comes up from societal expectations or personal perfectionism. I don't know about you, but these things show up all the time. I get it. Like I said, I'm a recovering perfectionist myself. But fear of failure might show up, in ways like the reluctance to take risks. Look, I'm not a big risk taker. You don't have to be a big risk taker, but you have to take some risks. Like launching new products, expanding your services, doing a podcast. I know my team's been trying to get me to do that for a while. Right? Women may avoid stepping out of their comfort zone because they're fearing being criticized or falling short of what they think the expectation is. Most of the time, I just want to point out there that the expectation that we're so busy trying not to fail from is our own. It's not an expectation that somebody else put on us. It's an expectation that we put on ourselves. I don't know about you, but it could be time to stop doing that. So another fear is the fear of rejection. This fear can lead to hesitancy of reaching out to potential clients, reaching out for help, reaching out to collaborators or investors. Look, it might also show up in avoiding sales conversations where you actually ask for the sale. It might show up at networking opportunities where you just want to talk about everything about you and how good you're going to be, but without listening to hear what the other person really actually needs from you. Or how about not starting the program because, well, maybe no one will come? Limiting your own growth. Guess what? Nobody will come if you don't invite them. Look, I've hosted many networking opportunities, right? I've been a managing director for a large women's networking organization. I've hosted mocktail parties and I've hosted workshops, webinars, telecalls back in the day. And some of these, nobody showed up to. I put so much time and energy into doing it. I made phone calls. I sent emails. I got food ready, got drinks ready. And then to have nobody or very few people show up, like it does feel like rejection sometimes. But what if it wasn't rejection as much as it was just wrong timing? Often fear of rejection shows up looking like self-sabotaging behaviors, right? Women, especially, we underprice our products and services, and then we over-deliver for free. Come on. Or we fail to negotiate fair compensation, which truly undermines our value. You know, think about that for a moment. How about indecisiveness? You know, you're so concerned about that fear of rejection or the fear of making the wrong decision that it leads to analysis paralysis, right? You're delaying important actions like scaling your business or hiring somebody to help you or, you know, shifting to new products and services that are into today's things, right? Like what do we need today? But instead, what you're doing is you're staying in that fear of rejection mode that you're not willing to show up in such a way and you're losing. How about the fear of looking good? You could say this is like perfectionism, right? I'm not going to do anything that might have the potential of me looking bad, right? You invite 300 people and only 3 people show up to your networking event. That's not perfect. right? And it looks bad, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I thought I had more influence than that. You know, think about it. If it's not perfect, you can't launch it. Because if you launch it, then you might not look good because it's not perfect. You see this little, you know, hamster wheel that you get on when it comes to looking good and perfectionism? Is there really ever a perfect time? Somebody else is doing it, right? Yes, but they don't have your flair. Just because somebody else is doing it doesn't mean they're the right person to be doing it for your clients. Look, there's a whole bunch of people out there in the world talking about the same stuff. And somehow there's billions of people on this planet that one person cannot manage all of the clients. Right? But we're stuck in it and it has to look perfect, or I have to look good doing it, or I can't do it because I'm afraid, or any of that stuff. Well, you're right. Maybe you can't get the tech right. Psh, that's me. Look, I just was, you know, been talking about how the fact that I speak average, okay, average American English, right? And then there's the next dialect of this, which is called speaking nerd. And then the next dialect is geek speak, right? Like, I do not understand those other two speaking dialects. I just don't. I'll marry somebody who has some nerdly qualities, who knows how to talk to the geeks, right? So think about it like that, is you don't have to do everything. Because let me tell you, I wouldn't be doing a podcast if it were up to me, but because I got some good nerds and geeks on my side, I could do this, right? And just know, like, the fear of looking good is really just about you thinking that you're supposed to never make a mistake. You're never supposed to learn a lesson. You're never supposed to hang on to something that somebody other person's expectation for you. We're not meant for that. Come on. Fear of looking good often shows up like avoidance of visibility, you know? That fear of criticism or judgment prevents women, specifically women, because men just, it's off the shoulder, they move on. But it holds women back from marketing themselves confidently, from speaking at events, sharing their expertise in public platforms, going out and asking for the sales. All that shows up because of that fear of looking good. All right, let's talk about that other one, imposter syndrome, right? It's that pervasive fear of being exposed as a fraud despite clear evidence of competence. Come on. Oh, this imposter syndrome causes you to underprice your services. It causes you to overwork to prove your worth. It stops you from pursuing leadership roles and going after larger opportunities. Come on. Oh, look, I've been there. I can only say come on because I know. I think most successful women bring this little bugger up in conversation. Mostly because as successful women, what happens is we're just going along in life. We're building businesses and we're staying focused. And somewhere along the way, we didn't realize how smart we got from all the mistakes that we made, all the trainings that we attended, all the lessons that we learned on our journey. I mean, think about it for a minute. If you could think about for yourself, what are those things that you've learned along the way? Right? And then suddenly we're like, what happened? I must be a fraud to be talking about this. But really, who better than someone who went through the journey to be sharing about? You know, sharing about becoming an expert in it, right? It's the who am I mindset. Like, who am I to think that I'm smart enough to do this? Who am I to think that I have enough value for this? Who am I to think that I have the authority to talk about this? Who am I? Well, who are you, right? Well, you're the gal who did it. You're the gal who went after it. You're the gal who just kept her head down, staying focused, going after all the things. And all of a sudden you looked up and you're like, whoa, how do I know so much? You're the one who did it. And you're the one who also should be standing in it. If you're stuck in imposter syndrome right now, it's a never-ending loop, right? It's time to get off that imposter syndrome loop. It's time to jump out of that hamster wheel, right? If you've been waiting for permission to not be an imposter, I'm giving you permission now. Here it is. Own that as a superpower. Okay? Because imposter syndrome isn't there to hold you back. It's just a reminder of how far you came. That's how I figured it out. But imposter syndrome, what will it do to hold you back? Well, it shows up when opportunities for advancement arise in your job and in your business. It causes you to hesitate, right? It leads to inaction or declining prospects that could propel your business forward. Oh, I don't know what they really want to hear from me. Oh, yeah, you do. Get on it. You can be bold. You can ask for what you want. And if that's not what they're looking for, then refer them to somebody else. Because that's just as powerful too. Are y'all understand what I'm saying here? Look, really what I want you to take away from this today is I really want you to see that fear holds you back. And like it said, you know, Winston Churchill said, you know, fear is a reaction. Okay, courage is a decision. So are you ready to step into some decisions with me? So think about for you, what specific fears have held you back from stepping into your power? And how has fear stopped you from pursuing opportunities that you knew you were ready for? Those would be some great journaling questions. In case you missed it, let me repeat it one more time. What specific fears have held you back from stepping into your power? And how has fear stopped you from pursuing opportunities that you knew that you were ready for? All right, let's get into some strategies to reduce the fear and build your confidence moving forward from here. So one of the things that you can do is daily affirmations. I know a lot of people say this, but you could start each day with an affirmation, right? It challenges the negative thought pattern. So I know I worked in personal development for 5 years, over thousands of people. We had thousands of people coming through, and I was one of the facilitators of a 5-day intensive bust up your belief system personal development program. Right. And day one that they were there and in class, one of the things that we did is we had them to create a personal statement, an I am statement. Okay. These were for the people what they wanted to step into. So an example would be, I am a strong, capable, and confident woman. Right. Think about it for you. What could be your statement? Right. That was an example, but you create a statement that is something that you are going to step into, something that will help put the fear aside when you're stepping into something and it feels a little bit like fear. You say, nope, I am a strong, capable, and confident woman. So think about for you. Maybe it's I am a focused, action-oriented, and capable woman. And I just want to say, don't say fearless, because we're never fearless, right? Fear, we were designed for fear. It's for us to keep us safe, right? And it's up to us to decide though, can we be safe without our fear overrunning it? You something much more that you choose to step into in this, right? I am a focused, action-oriented, and capable woman. For some people, it might be, you know, I am a strong, capable, and on-time woman. Right? Because you're stepping into being on time, whatever that is. But think about it for you. What are the things that are holding you back? When you feel fear, what's an I am statement that you can step into to get yourself beyond the fear? So having daily affirmations. For some people, it's daily prayer or daily meditation, right? What is that for you? And the next practical technique would be to action steps. Take some action steps, right? Action steps, when you get into fear, the small fears, and you just like go, you know what? I'm going to feel the fear, figure out what it's trying to tell me, and I'm going to do it anyway. Look, I'm not fearless. I have fear. I live in fear a lot, right? But at the same time, I walk through the fear. I don't let that fear hold me back. You can have fear and you can still move forward. Don't let the fear win. Most of your fears were developed before you were 8 years old. And your brain is running this program around fears that says, oh, I can't do that. Your parents told you, oh, don't touch the stove. It's hot, hot, hot. Stay back, right? Like then you got afraid. I can't touch the stove. It's going to be hot, right? So think about it for you. It's like, if all of those things were created by the time you were 8 years old, most of those fears, right? Not everyone, but most of them. Well, as an adult, can't you override something that you learned at 8 years old? Don't you have the cognitive ability now to go, oh, that's right. I can touch the stove. I can cook. I know how to keep myself safe now. The same thing in business. Oh, I can speak in public. Yeah, it doesn't feel comfortable, but guess what? I don't die. I can keep moving forward. How about practicing saying no to something that every day? Right? Most people are afraid to say no to somebody. But every time that you say no to somebody, you're actually saying yes to yourself. Look, I have a whole talk on this. No is a complete sentence. So join me if you want to hear that one, right? No is a complete sentence because every time that you say no, you're saying yes to, you know, you say no to somebody else, you say no to the fear, you're saying yes to me. Yes to what it is that I said that I needed to do. I'm saying yes to my values, yes to my goals, yes to the things that I know that I need to step into. So practice saying no every day. And then journaling. I talked about journaling already, that you could journal those things. Journaling can be a great tool to explore your fears, identify the root causes, develop the strategies to confront those causes, right? Get it all down on paper. I don't care if you voice journal, because nowadays you could do that too, right? But journaling, sometimes I'll tell my husband sometimes, look, I just need to work something out. Let me just talk for a few minutes. Let me work it out. And then if I need your help to solve it, I'll let you know. I'll just talk it out to him because then my brain goes, oh, that didn't sound right. Oh, how can I course correct that? Oh, you know, see what I'm saying? Sometimes you just need to talk it out, need to journal it out. Have some mind shifts, right? Reframe fear as a sign of growth and progress, not as a potential failure. It just means, ooh, I'm about to stretch myself. And when I stretch myself, I often learn. You can use fear as a signal of something that you haven't done before. Instead of looking at it as a barrier, a stopping point. You know, a lot of times people say that they have a fear of heights. I challenge that mindset all the time. And I say, is it a fear of heights or do you really have a fear of falling? Most people go, ooh, I never thought about it like that. Oh, I think you're right. I think it's the fear of falling, right? So what happens if you're going to go do something? Put some safety measures in place to prevent yourself from falling, right? Most people have a fear of heights. They don't want to go out to the edge of a mountain, but they'll go up in an airplane. Well, that's way much higher. But there's some safety measures in place, right? To prevent them from falling out of the sky. The same thing in business. What safety measures can you put into place so that you don't look bad? You don't feel rejected. You don't fail. You stop looking like an imposter. Think about those safety measures. Because when you make that mindset shift and you start looking at that, it actually helps you to move forward. Move fear out of the way and go, psh, I'm charging through like a bull. Oh my goodness. I can be a little bullheaded at times. I get it. Look, I have to tell you, my son, God bless him. I have to use fear as fuel these days because that's the only way I've been able to get through life. I was raised very heavy-handed household. It was not fun. And, I still had to learn to get through all that and still be successful in what I do and still raise good kids who don't have that kind of a household and things like that. So my son, we're at Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, and that's in California. And they have this old rickety roller coaster. It's a wooden roller coaster. And my son was there and he's like, "Mom, I really want to do it, but I'm afraid." Okay, let me tell you what my inside said. My inside said, "Boy, you better go ask somebody else, because this mama is not getting on that roller coaster. There's no way I'm riding that rickety, noisy thing, not to mention how many times it drops. I'm going to fall out of the seat. It's not safe. You know, my head's just a rambling." And I look at my son and said, "You're afraid? You don't want to do it?" He's like, "I want to do it, but I'm afraid to do it." I'm like, "All right, let's go." Let me tell you, my inside voice can say a lot of things, but my outside actions most of the time have to do something different. Okay, you can do the same thing. Fear can be a motivator to push you towards the challenges rather than retreating. And we did. We rode that rickety old thing. We stayed safe. Nobody fell out. Okay, let me tell you, I got off and I was like, "Oh my gosh, my body, the bouncing, the pounding from this, from that wooden, rickety sounding, roller coaster." I've been on other roller coasters with my kids because they too would have a fear. But this one, I can tell you, was the most body pounding rickety roller coaster I've ever been on. But you see, it's not about what your inside voice says, it's what your outside actions do. Okay, so have actionable outside steps in spite of the fear. Embrace the discomfort. You know, they tell you this all the time. Growth happens outside the comfort zone. Look, I grew that day. Yeah, I went on another roller coaster I didn't want to go on, right? But I grew as a parent. I was willing to do anything to keep my son out of that fear of being afraid. I don't want him to have that same lesson to grow up and be afraid in life and in business. I don't want him to have that. He went on it. He loved it. He still rides roller coasters. Right? So embrace it, right? Celebrate the wins. Yeah, I went on that thing. It's okay. I count that as a small victory. I have been on it. I don't ever have to experience it again. But I can use that momentum and overcome the fear gradually. Roller coasters don't bug me today as much as they did, 10, 15 years ago. I still don't care for them, but it doesn't mean that they're going to hold me back. If somebody said, "All right, Kimberly, let's go." And I'm like, "Okay, eyes closed and all." But I'm going to do it. But you see, here's the thing. Business is a roller coaster. It goes up and it goes down. Our economy is a roller coaster. It goes up, it goes down. It has sharp turns, right? All these different things. Everything is like a roller coaster. If you look at it, there's ups, there's downs, there's highs, there's lows. Parenting is a roller coaster. I don't know about you, but I raised 4 wonderfully rotten children. And they are, let me tell you, they put me through some roller coaster moves, right? Between illnesses, stitches. I had 3 boys that were, boys. and one daughter who ended up being a tomboy, right? Like, just get out there in dresses and ride dirt bikes with her brothers, play with the Tonka trucks, like whatever. So, it's just, we have to embrace these things. And when it comes to command presence, I talk about that. That's what my premise of this whole podcast is about, is stepping into command presence. But command presence is really the ability to exude confidence, right? Have the competence to do what it is that you want to do and have the authority because you believe that you have the authority to do it. A strong command presence reduces fear. It projects self-assurance to other people. Come on, the best way to get through fear is to step into command presence. Command presence, your body posture, right? Your body language. Stand tall. Maintain eye contact. Use purposeful gestures. I didn't stand in line with my son and cry my eyeballs out because I was afraid. I stood tall. I sucked it in and was saying to myself, "You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. He needs you. He needs you to do this," right? Same thing. You walk into the room. You can do this. You can do this. You stand tall. You maintain eye contact. You put useful pieces into place so that you are moving forward in that command presence. You show up prepared, thoroughly prepared for meetings, prepared for presentations and negotiations, right? These are the things that are going to enhance your confidence so that you can move forward when the fear shows up. Use your voice tone, right? Speaking assertively, clearly, and with conviction, right? Those things show that you have the authority to do that. You have the authority to speak. You have the authority to build the business that you dream of building. Command presence, look, it boosts your self-esteem and earns respect for you. It fosters a cycle of reduced fear and increases your confidence. The more that you practice, the less you feel afraid, right? Cause and effect right there. I really want you to see how important it is to step into these things. So let me wrap this up. Tie this up with a little bow. Fear keeps you playing small. I've given you a few strategies to reduce your fear. You know, use fear as a motivator. Develop a command presence to rise through the fear. Step into it anyway and take action, right? And I truly, that's what I want for you. If you never work with me, okay, you don't work with me. But if you can take that and walk into the next boardroom, walk into the next meeting, walk into the next argument, right? And go, no, what is my goal? What is it that I want to accomplish here? How can I do that based on my body, based on what I've prepared for, based on my tone, how I stand in who I am? Then that's a win. That's a win. And if you want more practice on this, look, I have a membership program called the Hive Society. And in the Hive Society, one of the programs is, the 30-day fear detox. And with that is also a fear and confidence quiz. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to my program website, which is bealegacy.com, B-E-A-L-E-G-A-C-Y, bealegacy.com. It's self-paced. You can stay focused. You can definitely reduce your fear and step into the wonderful world, right, of going after what it is that you want. So if you want to dig more into the 30-day fear detox program, I'd love to have you over there, right? Just also know I have another membership program that doesn't cost you anything. It's called the Hive Hangout. And you can go there and you can hang out with us, right? Is find somebody who wants to support you and share your next steps with you, right? Identify one fear. Here's my challenge for you today. Identify one fear that you could tackle today, that you could work on today. And then share that with somebody else. You can come over to the Hive Hangout and share it there if you don't have anybody else to share it with. Right? But I want to leave you with this affirmation. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. A.A. Milne said that, and I truly believe that. And so, you know, I look forward to having you join me in future podcasts. And if you like this podcast, if something touched you, if you thought a strategy was a great one for somebody else, please share it, right? Invite other people to listen into the podcast, right? Give me a review on the podcast, share it on your social networks. I would love to impact more women in standing in their power versus their fear. So I would love to have you join me here. Our Superheroes in Heels podcast. Look forward to talking with you all soon. Be blessed.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com. Where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.